Ogden Clinic's newest location, Ogden Clinic Kaysville, brings a sports medicine specialty location to Davis County. We sat down with two of our sports medicine providers from that location, Dr. Brett Martindale and Lane Christensen, DMP. Sports medicine specialist Dr. Martindale works closely with orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and other professionals to treat various conditions that affect active Utahs. Sports medicine is not just for high-level athletes. Dr. Martindale sees patients of all ages and athletic abilities. Lane Christensen also provides care to patients of all ages. His family medicine nurse practitioner expertise at Ogden Clinic encompasses health promotion and managing common and complex health problems. Welcome to The Daily Diagnosis, a healthy lifestyle podcast provided by Ogden Clinic. We're your prescription for health-centered conversation, stories, and advice. I'm Parker Shaw, and with the help of my team and featuring the talented providers of Ogden Clinic, you'll reach a positive prognosis for your podcast addiction by listening to The Daily Diagnosis. Welcome back to The Daily Diagnosis, everybody. Once again, this is Parker from the marketing team.
And Charisse from the marketing team.
And today on the podcast, we're actually joined by two providers. This is something new that we haven't done before on the podcast, but we're really excited. We have two providers with us. I'll let them both introduce themselves.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Brett Martindale. I'm a sports medicine physician here at Ogden Clinic.
And I'm Lane Christensen, a doctor of nursing practice, also a sports medicine here at Ogden Clinic.
Perfect. Well, we're really glad to have both Dr. Martindale and Lane Christensen on the podcast. So one thing that's really cool is these are actually two providers that work together at one of our newest locations and one of our favorite locations. I don't know if you follow us on our social media, but we featured Dr. Martindale and Lane Christensen on our Ogden Clinic Games, which was really cool. We actually did this in the gym of our newest location in Ogden Clinic, Kaysville. So it's really cool.
And Lane beat us, by the way. And
that is still Christmas Christensen to
everyone else. That's right.
We still a little bit.
I struck
still,
a nerve.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, it still is a crawl on my side a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to bring
up. I have great teammates. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we are considering maybe doing another games in the future, so we're excited about that. But it was cool to see this. So we were able to kind of see some of the sports sides of things that you guys do. You guys are both super, in my opinion, very athletic and carried your teams. You guys both did a really good job with that. But one question that we did want to ask you guys, just as a couple of get-to-know-you questions, are what are some of your hobbies outside of work? Let's start with you, Dr. Martindale.
That's hard to answer sometimes because I've got three kids and now one on the way, so that keeps me busy. My hobbies are kind of them. If I do get a free moment to myself, I think I have some kind of eclectic hobbies. I don't think a lot of people do a lot of these things. I like to play the piano, actually.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I don't want to pretend like I'm any good at it.
Like a concert pianist, but you like to
play.
But
I like to play.
Yeah.
I have a telescope. I'll go outside and look at the planets and the stars and stuff at night.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. And what about you, Lane?
I really enjoy fly fishing. I also have two young boys, and so when time is allowed, I can go out there and fly fish.
Yeah. Where do you go?
I go anywhere from the Ogden to the Weber River. Really enjoy the Provo River. That's where I was taught how to fly fish. So.
Okay.
It's the biggest fish you've ever caught.
Yeah.
The biggest fish. Oh, man. Now we're telling fish stories. So let's see. When I was, I previously lived up in Yakima, Washington. We went up to the Deschutes River in Oregon, and I caught a steelhead, and it was probably 10 pounds.
Wow. And
it's
how
a big fish.
And do you make your own flies?
I have attempted that
because that's like an art in itself is doing that.
With those two kids, I'm learning more patience, so hopefully that will get better in the future.
Perfect.
So besides these hobbies, what's something unique about you that most people wouldn't know, most of your patients wouldn't know?
My wife calls me a grandma sometimes because I do enjoy watching sports, which I don't think is that unique or anything. Another thing that I really like to do on occasion, again, when I get the time, is needlepoint stitching.
Yeah. No way! What?
Yes.
That's cool.
And so, because I play the piano and I needlepoint stitch, And I enjoy documentaries. My wife, she's like, calls me a grandma sometimes.
But needlepoint stitching, I'm sure that's like, I don't know. I can see that as like being like a stress relieving type thing. Like very just like helps you relax. Do you do it just like...
It gets my mind off of a lot of other things.
Yeah.
I would say if there's something unique about me is I really enjoy cooking also.
Oh.
I have a green egg, which is a smoker, a professional smoker, and we use that about 3 to 4 times a week.
Ooh.
So wow. That's how I get my stress
okay,
out.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to cook?
And your fat man, right? Right. Yeah, right. I need to come over.
Dr. Martindale needs to come over.
What is your favorite thing to cook in the smoker?
You know, I really enjoy, honestly, just some T-bone steaks or some ribeye steaks. I like to reverse sear them, which means that you put them in and cook them slow for until they get to a certain point and then take them off and sear them at a very high temperature.
It's before lunchtime and I'm like, hungry. We're all salivating now thinking of smoked steak. That's awesome. Oh, I want some of that right now.
What has influenced you to be and work in sports medicine? You're both sports medicine providers. Can you...
Well, I played sports. I played soccer up at Weber State. I have had a major hip surgery, and the care that I received, and you know, to try and pay that forward to other athletes, other individuals, any individuals that have any pain or, you know, non-surgical needs. You know, we're there to help. Try and help you out.
Diving into that, so you had hip surgery. Was that in college while you were playing, or what?
It was actually, yeah, it was a couple years after I quit playing soccer, which was great.
Yeah, it was I'm right glad that it wasn't like a career into, ending.
Yeah,
thing.
It was. That's why I got into fly fishing.
Yeah, well, that's okay. From one hobby to the next.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was right before I went to the University of Utah, where I went to school to get my doctorate.
Okay. And so the care that you received kind of influenced your career pathway, essentially.
Yes.
That's really cool. Awesome. What would you say, Dr. Martindale?
Man, I could go on to for hours how I reached the position I'm in, so I'll try to keep it brief, but... you know, back in medical school, there's a lot of specialties that I was thinking about, and in long story short, I ended up deciding I wanted to do family medicine just because it was a specialty where there's a lot of breadth to it. There's a lot of variety. There's a lot of different things that you can be involved in and see. And frankly, within that specialty, I didn't know if there was anything in particular that I would like beyond that. And I, when I first started my residency in family medicine, I didn't know if I wanted to go and be like a doctor in a rural setting and deliver babies, or if I wanted to take it a different direction. And as I continued to get more exposure to different aspects of family medicine, I had a couple of rotations working with athletes and doing sports medicine, and I found that was really where I enjoyed myself the most, and so I decided to pursue more training in that. So that's why I ended up doing a fellowship in sports medicine, and then my passion for sports medicine and feeling that was something that I was good at, something that I could provide a benefit to other people, but also be able to do it in a place that I really enjoyed being.
Yeah.
It was a bonus, so.
That's great. Well, we're glad that you guys are both here. We feel really lucky to have you guys.
Definitely.
Glad that you guys made it here. Well, one other get-to-know-you question I wanted to ask is because each day, you know, as a provider, you get to interact with people and have different sort of experiences. And I'm sure that over the time that you've been in practice, that you might have had a couple or one or two experiences that have been standout experiences, and they could be some sort of, like, comical experience or something inspiring or life-changing or just really cool. And so we'd like to ask both of you if you could think of and share one experience that stands out to you in your career.
One that stands out to me may not seem that impressive to anybody else, but I remember there was he was a teenage athlete for his high school. He was having some chest pain. He had been seeing his trainer. It had not really been getting better. And so we ended up doing an x-ray and found that he had actually a fractured breastbone, a fractured sternum, which was just really unusual in a person like this, in the fact that he had been having this pain for several weeks and had just kind of gone under the radar, and but he wasn't getting better. And sometimes you just get thrown these curveballs like that, where what you find out is completely different than what you expected at the beginning. Seriously. And what's interesting about that particular case is I was able to present that case in a national conference. And so what's cool about some of these things is that you find these unique things or these unique ways that certain problems present, or a complete curveball of a problem. But then you can also kind of turn around and educate others so that maybe it's not such a big curveball to them. Mm-hmm. And other aspects too is when you see someone, you know, who's had been in a lot of discomfort for a long time, and it's really affected just their everyday life. And if, you know, they've completely stopped doing the things they want to be doing, and sometimes it is just a little tweak that fixes them, and sometimes it takes a lot of work, but in those circumstances where they do get better and they can return to those things, it's really fulfilling. And I hate to pat myself on the back, but I'm just happy that they are being able to go back to do what they love to do. I mean, that's very reassuring and very fulfilling for me to see as a provider. And fortunately, that's something we get to see fairly frequently in this line of work, because people do get better and they're motivated to get better, and they want to make the changes they need to make to get back to the activities and things they want to do. So we get to see that a lot, which is a lot of fun.
Cool. I like that.
What did you say, Lane? I also had a teenage boy that was a wide receiver for his high school and was lifting some weights, as all football players do, and felt a very sharp pain in the lower of his back and was having a hard time walking, and came and seen me, you know, through our physical exam and his history. We made the determination to get an MRI and found out that unfortunately he had a compressed disc back there, but we got him into some physical therapy that we do have at Congo, and watched him progress, and, you know, to the point that he came up to me and said, "Hey, if I go to the NFL, I want to take you with me."
So nice. I thought that, that's, you know, a pretty good compliment.
It's just it's really nice to see, you know, patients come in having a condition and watching them get better and get it to resolve and do the things that they want to do.
Can you go into, I know there's sometimes a misconception when people hear about sports medicine specialty that I'm not an athlete, so I wouldn't make an appointment with a sports medicine physician.
Yes, I don't like the name of my specialty for that very reason.
Me either.
Yeah, I haven't figured out a better name for it, but yeah, sports medicine does not encompass the full scope of what we see. It's not just for athletes. It's not just for 15 to 25 year old people who play high level sports and such. It's a piece of it, but it's a very small piece of it. And the reason why it kind of eludes, I think, a good name is because we're in part kind of non-surgical orthopedists.
Okay.
So we do everything that an orthopedic surgeon does except do surgery. We treat fractures, we treat sprains, we treat these things. Now, if it comes to a point that it does need surgery, yes, we're going to get you in, but we do what we can to keep you from having surgery if we at all possibly can. But it's also, it's both Lane and I were both trained in family medicine first and foremost, meaning we have a background in just primary care issues and how those chronic issues, those primary care issues, can affect sports, like asthma, like diabetes, and things like that, and how those affect your performance. And so we don't just treat young, healthy people who play a high level of sports. We treat the weekend warrior. We treat the person who, you know, the construction worker who's getting shoulder pain because they're having to have, you know, they're doing repetitive motion over and over and over again every day. We treat You know, the silver sneaker patient who has some arthritis in their knee, and we treat the three-year-old kid who took a spill off of the swing set and hurt their arm. So we see anybody at any age for any reason, regardless of how active they feel they are or how not active they feel they are. It doesn't matter. It's about, I guess the best name for our specialty might be musculoskeletal medicine. Mm-hmm. It, with a background in the kind of the other issues that can affect performance, like the things that you would normally see your family doctor about, like asthma and things like that. So those are all things that we see, or even, you know, colds and flu and such. And, you know, I've got a game this weekend, or I want to go golfing with my buds this weekend, and I'm sick, should I be going or not? Those are things that we can address from that standpoint of wanting to keep you active if we possibly can.
That's perfect. Great. Yeah, I think that's a really good explanation of that. Because I think I even, like, prior to working here, I would have had that same misconception, because I think you do have in your brain, oh, this is for athletes, right? But I think it was one of our other coworkers here was like, I took a spill when I was getting my groceries out of the car, and that's who you were able to help them. So I think that's really cool to know that it's not just for these high performance people yet, but yes, it's for anybody that, you know, needs to get back up on their feet, essentially. So that's really cool.
Absolutely.
So then what would you say is, like, your, I guess you could say, bread and butter type cases that you see at Kaysville?
We see anything and everything. You take a spill and roll your ankle off the curb. You go and have had chronic pain in your knee for the last 25 years. But, you know, I think that we see, you know, anything from, like Dr. Martindale said, high ankle sprains to chronic shoulder pain to now coughs and colds. And with our family practice background, I think that, you know, you get a very good overall care.
Well, this has been a lot of really great information, and we're, again, really so excited for both of you being able to have that presence in Davis County at Ogden Clinic Kaysville. For more information about Ogden Clinic Kaysville, check us out at ogdenclinic.com. And thank you for tuning in and listening to
The Daily Diagnosis.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of The Daily Diagnosis. We're so happy that you joined us today. If you would like to find more information about Ogden Clinic, our providers, or locations, visit us at ogdenclinic.com. If you're listening today from Apple Podcasts app, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe so you can receive more information about the different episodes that we post. We love getting feedback from our audience, so those reviews are priceless to us. If you also would like to shout us out on social media, our Instagram handle is at Ogden Clinic. You can also send us a DM if there's a topic that you would like our providers to cover, and we really look forward to hearing from you. We post episodes weekly, so tune in next week, and we can't wait to be with you again. Have a great week.